This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Rees here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Chad Borden. How are you, Chad?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And Chad is the president of USAA Bank. So USAA is a slightly different company than any I know in the banking industry. Other than your military background, you've been in financial services for years and years. CFO, different roles, running consumer banks, running retail. May 2017, you come into USAA. What's different in USAA than any bank you've been in?
Well, primarily, I'd say, is our focus on the mission and focused on member centricity and really serving a member to the best of our ability. You think about USA's roots. It was founded in 1922 by 25 military officers that at the time the insurance industry felt like were too risky. And so they had to band together and create USAA in order to insure themselves. And it was the bedrock that was built on was member centricity and service. And that's an extremely attractive value proposition for a leader to go and be part of something so special.
So you have about 7,000 employees. Talk about your culture.
USA has a really special culture, and it starts with our mission, which is to facilitate the financial security of our members. And it's built on what we call the USAA standard. And one of our standards is to keep our mission and member first. And so, you know, one of these things about people always talk about the C word, culture, right? And it's easier said than done. And over the years, it's been a very strong culture. And it starts with who we hire. And having folks who have military experience, one in four have military experience or have been a military spouse, so they really, truly know what it means to serve. And for the 75% who haven't served, we have programs to make it make them understand what it is like to be served.
Wait, so you have programs? Like what, for example?
Oh, well, it starts from day one. So, you know, normal onboarding on a company, you go in, spend a couple hours, watch a couple of videos, and fill out paperwork.
Right.
We invest 3 days where they, first 3 days, they learn about the military, they learn about our company, all the way down to, I don't know if you've heard, MRE, Meal Ready to Eat. It's the packaged food that our troops eat when they're in the field. One of the lunches during that 3 days, they eat an MRE, so they know what it feels like to be in the field and eat something. People say it tastes like cardboard. I think it tastes good myself as a prior service member. We have things like learning what basic training is about. They come in the morning at 4 a.m., and we put them through 5 hours of what basic training feels like. All the way up.
Drill sergeant?
Drill sergeants are in their face, yelling at them, making them do push-ups. And at the end, they get a set of dog tags that they wear with pride. And they go back to their office and they think, wow, if I did that for 5 hours and it was tough, imagine doing that for 8 weeks. Imagine serving my country for 4 years or 20 years. So, you know, I think we do things like military acumen trips. So we send our leaders off to, it might be as basic as attending a basic training graduation and sitting in there and watching an 18-year-old kid graduate from basic training and his parents embrace him with love before he gets sent off to be deployed. It could be, I did this personally. I went on an aircraft carrier for 24 hours and I lived the life of a sailor. Sat on the deck and watched the planes take off. I got to sleep in an actual bunk that a sailor sleeps in, very cramped quarters, but it gave me appreciation when I went back to work to say, wow, that's why I am here, is to serve them when they're out there serving our country. I can make their life just a bit easier if I can take care of them.
So people really have a visceral and an empirical understanding of what it's like, what their member's life is.
Well, we have a saying, we know what it means to serve. And we take that to heart because, you know, with your head, you can think about how I can improve service or how I can develop a new product. But if you have that in your heart, I think that's where you can really go above and beyond and give exceptional customer service. And we have it every day in our call center. People call in and just simple things. when we talk to the member, we use them by their rank. If they served, I was a captain. So when they call in and I say, you know, I authenticate myself, they say, good morning, Captain Borton, how are you doing today? And just referencing my rank tells me that they know me and they care for me. And that matters.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Chad Borton, who is the president of USAA Bank. So USAA Bank has won, I think, more awards in customer service and culture and excellence than anyone I've seen in financial services. Maybe others have, but I'm not aware of it. I know you were Forbes Best Bank in America. You've won all the J.D. Power Awards and your credit cards and your online banking. What does it take to build an organization that has excellence?
Great question. I think it starts with the culture we just talked about, but it can't stop there. It takes management practices and management routines to continue to keep it going. So I'll give you three examples. First is a listening post. So you always have to be listening to your customer.
What does listening post mean?
So it's kind of a military term. A listening post, out listening for, you know, what's out in the environment. Always having your ear to the ground, if you will. So as an example, we do obviously tons of primary research and understand what's going on, whether it's millennials or those who are on active duty. But we also do things like Member Day, where we bring in our customers, our members, to the headquarters, and we pair them up with our senior leaders across the enterprise, and they spend a day just talking about how they live their daily lives, what's their pain points, what are products and services that they need to really solve those pain points, really face-to-face in person. We do another technique all the time where we have what we call MSR Day, which is Member Service Rep, which is our online folks in the contact center. Y-cord. You put on earphones, you Y-cord into the phone, and you sit and listen to calls for 2 hours. And that's where you're really listening to what's, you can hear the member's voice. You can feel their emotion, feel their frustration. And we take away copious notes to say, what could I have done? What can I do so that next call can be more seamless? Or even better yet, how do they not need to call because we gave them an experience, let's say, digitally? So staying very close to the customer at all times and reacting and taking action.
Are you sharing those notes with someone else, or is that just you on your own?
No. So my entire leadership team and all my executives do this on a regular basis. I'm probably Y-cording every 6 weeks, and we come together, and we'll span out across the call center for a couple of hours, and we'll come back, and we'll sit in a conference room, and we'll socialize, and we'll develop the themes. And then before we leave that conference room, we agree to take at least one or two actions away that's going to improve that experience going forward.
You know, when you mentioned listening, I remember I was very fortunate that I was able to interview General Robles when he was CEO of USAA a few years ago. And we were talking about listening, and I said, well, how does that really tie into the military? He says, fundamentally, because you're on a phone, you can only listen, and then you have to push the talk button, and then you could only listen, and it forces you, and it becomes embedded in you to not interrupt. They should bring this to New York, because that would help us here, less interruptions. But it's part of the culture of military as well, is really listening.
And that's right. And look, financial services is changing, the world is changing, and so as soon as you believe that you've got it all figured out and you understand your customer, guess again, because times change. Pain points change, and you always got to stay relevant.
Okay. We have 2 minutes before break. How is financial services changing in a digital world?
Oh, it's fundamentally changing us in multiple ways. So obviously from a member perspective, from a digital, say a mobile or online perspective, it's changing rapidly, but I'll come back to that. But it's also changing how we can automate things to drive out costs, which then we can return that savings right to our member through better rates or lower loan rates as an example. It's allowing us to manage risk better. It's allowing us to improve the customer experience and the employee experience. So from a digital perspective, I even call it omnichannel. So omnichannel is how all of our channels work together: digital, online, call center, in a branch, at an ATM. All of our members want to be able to use these channels in harmony together. Digital might be the way to go for simple transactions. But I'll tell you, on certain complex emotional transactions, they want to talk to someone. And we need to give them both of those alternatives and not go all digital. We want to be digital first, but not digital only.
If someone wants to join USAA, I'm not sure they can. They have to have someone connected in the military, correct?
That's correct. So if you are anyone who's honorably served can be a member, and then if you become a member, like myself, who served active duty in the Army for 4 years, I can pass that along to my children. So my son, Connor, is 22. He can join as a member, and then he can actually pass it down to his kids as well.
What is your website?
USAA.com.
That was easy. Well, Chad, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to hear the inside story of a remarkable customer experience, as you call it, a member experience.
That's correct.
So, back in a few.
Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Chad Borden, who is the president of USAA Bank. So we're talking about customer experience, and you guys have won all the awards, really, in customer experience. And I have to tell you, one time I was in a car accident, and someone from behind hit me, and I'm like, oh, great, this is all I need. I was at a soccer game, and they said, don't worry, I'm USAA. It was handled within like 2 hours, and everything was done, and he had my car picked up. And I was truly amazed because I'd never had an experience like that ever. And I said, well, how do I become a member? And he's like, well, that's not as easy. That's the problem. But so what's at the center systemically of this great customer experience model?
Well, again, I think it would take it back to the culture, but I'll tell you it's how we deliver it every single day. And let me give you two examples. One example would be we do things that some other companies would never want to do because it may not actually be in their best interest financially. Example, so we just launched what we call a Right Card program. We have 6 million members who have a credit card with us, and we used kind of some AI and machine learning. We did some analysis and found out there were hundreds of thousands of those members that are not in the Right Card. Let's say they're in a rewards card, but they carry a balance, and so they're paying interest. They're really not getting a lot of value out of the rewards, or vice versa. So we launched a program. We reach out to that member and say, that's not the right card for you. You should be in this card. You're going to get a lot more value.
And you're giving them a legitimate one. You're not telling them, like, I always get these calls, sometimes robocalls.
That's right.
Sign up for this card. You're actually analyzing them through AI.
That's right. So a great example, I'm not in a rewards card, but I'm paying my balance off every month. I could be earning hundreds of dollars in rewards every year, but they're not. We want to tell them, you need to earn rewards. And that goes against our bottom line, but that's how we're focused on the member to make sure we have the best product and service for them. Another example. And it's very emotional, but every year, believe it or not, we have 100,000 members who pass. And it's probably the most emotional experience for that family. We set up a dedicated survivor relations team. All their job is to do is to, like a concierge service, they help that family through that transition. So obviously, yes, they'll close accounts or retitle accounts and talk about estate. But more important than anything, they're there for their emotional stability. They're there for, you know, counseling and helping them work through it. And many of the members that are on that survivor relations team actually had gone through a death of a spouse, and so they personally understand it. But that's something that we just felt was just incredibly important to invest in for our members.
That is terrific. And I understand it's like 7 to 14 days that you have the same people just holding their hands.
That's right. That's right. And again, it's a lot of money to put a model like that together, but it's worth every penny.
And so on claims, I have read, and you have to clarify if this is correct, you know, people usually like to have claims paid. You pay something like within one day 93% and within 4 hours 85%?
Yeah, so specifically for that, it's for account takeover. So we have a lot of fraudsters out there in the world.
And define what a fraudster is.
So a fraudster is someone who would take over your account. Let's say they steal your credentials, your online username and password, access your account, and then they try to take money from you. So we actually have a lot of monitoring that we identify. That and we identify something like that, we can shut the account down, notify the member, and within 4 hours, over 80% of the time, within 4 hours, we'll return any money that was stolen from that member, assuming that they were taken advantage of. So again, it's similar.
So you're looking out for them, and then you're able to immediately act on that.
That's right, because it's an emotional experience. You've been compromised. I mean, how do you feel when you've been personally compromised? So we set up a new account, change their passwords, and then again, if they've been compromised, we get the funds. Because, you know, a lot of our members live paycheck to paycheck, and if they have $300 in their account and $250 of it is taken out, or all $300, they need money to live, and so we make sure that we were there to support them in their time of need.
Okay, so I know, Chad, to you personally, leadership is a very important topic. Share what your leadership philosophy is.
You know, it's been built over the years, and I constantly refine and hone it. But I use, you know, the world is full of acronyms, and so I use an acronym called SUCCESS. And very simply, what it is it's set the course, unify the team, communicate, coach, empower, seek feedback, and set the example. So when I break I did over a period of time, just kind of things that I learned. So, you know, it starts with setting the course and making sure that whether it's setting a strategy or setting a vision, right, unifying and building that team, the cohesiveness and the value, I call it the 1+1+1=5, and bringing a team together and always honing and making sure your team is unified. When you think about coaching and communicating, it's communicate, make sure everybody understands your vision, is all on the same page. Coaching and feedback is a gift, and we need to be able to coach our folks up on opportunities they have to improve, and I think that's done a lot less in the business community than it actually should. Empower. You know, at the end of the day, if you've built the right team and set them on the right course and give them the resources to be successful, you have to release that and empower them to go be successful, but hold them accountable as well. The last one I like the best, called set the example. You know, I was an Army military officer. I was an infantryman, and there's a patch in the infantry school called Follow Me. And then when I went to Ranger School, U.S. Army Ranger School, it's called Rangers Lead the Way. And so I always feel like as a leader, you have to lead the way. You have to set the example. You have to be the role model. Don't say anything that you personally won't do. So once you set all that strategy and vision and team in place, you personally have to lead the way and show your team.
Is that in everything in life? Just at work? Is that at home? Is that in the community? How does this tie into Chad?
To me, that my personality, it's in about everything. You know, I think community service is really important. And I think, you know, we're all being very successful and very lucky from a business perspective, but I think we need to give back to the community. And so at USAA, we do a significant amount of charitable giving to military causes, and I think leading the way amongst our peers and businesses to do the same is really important.
So what is the relationship between culture, customer, and community?
I think they're all linked. I think the culture, when it's a culture of serving our member and a culture of serving the community is important, but I think being successful in serving the customer will lead us to strong financial performance, and with that strong financial performance, that can then feed into how we can contribute to our community. So they're all interrelated.
You have a little over a minute left. You love quotes, I know. And you actually share quotes with your team. Is it every Monday morning?
I do. I send out what we call a Monday message. And I try to think about a quote that either resonates with me personally, or if I know the team is going through something, a quote. So it could be adversity. It could be a challenge. It could be about leadership. But I send it out to about 300 leaders every Monday.
How do you come up with them?
You know, I've got a long list. I've been doing it for years, and I'm always on the lookout. So when I see a good quote,
okay, you got 1 minute left. Let's hear a quote.
All right. Teddy Roosevelt, my favorite quote, which is, in short, the man in the arena. And I'll shorten it because it's long, but it says, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could not have not done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood." And it ends with, "So this is a place shall never be where those cold and timid souls who neither knows victory nor defeat." And I put that on a coin.
I see that coin in your hand,
yes,
right now.
It's there's a military tradition that goes back to World War I, where unit commanders would provide coins in recognition to those who've done well. And on this coin, it has the front of the bank. It has our brand promise, going above for those who have gone beyond. And on the back, it has our core values: honesty, integrity, loyalty, and service. And around the edge of the coin is an abbreviated version of the Teddy Roosevelt quote. Because I always tell my folks, I want you in the arena, and you're going to make mistakes, and things are going to happen, but be in the arena.
And on that note, Chad, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America, I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Ron Kitchens. How are you, Ron?
I am awesome, Robert. Thanks for having us here.
And Ron is the CEO of Southwest Michigan First. I should know that I went to school in Michigan. But it's not really about Michigan. It started there. This is an organization unlike any other I've seen in the United States that creates partnerships and economic growth. We're going to talk about that later on. We're going to talk about your upbringing. Phenomenal how you grew up where your mom was without a job at 19 years old, a widow with two kids and no work, and you grew up in unbelievable poverty and made an incredible amount of value that you've added to the world. And we'll also mention you have this book, Uniquely You, which you could see everything I've read in it. It's phenomenal. It is truly a gem, and I've read over 1,000 business books. So let's just start. You're going to hear from a truly genuine CEO. Talk about what your organization is.
So our organization began as a traditional kind of economic development group that focused on bringing jobs and growing companies in the southwest corner of Michigan. Today, we've transformed that. We now work with just over 300 communities, companies, states, regions, a couple of foreign marketing groups on growing jobs and the economic impact of their communities. We live by the belief that the greatest force for change is a job. And if we can't help people create jobs, then ultimately we change the makeup of America. I believe there's nothing more important than a man or a woman having money in their pocket that they earned for themselves.
And you grew up without that. So
I grew up that, so I knew that everybody who had what I wanted growing up, their families had one thing in common. They had jobs. And it was something that I just didn't see in my own life. My mom, as you mentioned, was 19 and a widow with two kids. You know, our life revolved around
that. They married when they were 14 and
14 and 15.
Had two kids,
yeah.
And then your dad died in an accident.
And dad was killed in an industrial accident because he couldn't read, and he couldn't read the sign that said, don't do this, it's dangerous. And it cost him his life. But I knew that while everybody else got paid on Friday, my family payday was the third of the month, and that's when the government check arrived, and that's what we were dependent on. And I committed that I was never going to be that in my life. I was never going to stand at the mailbox and wait for that check that somebody else gave me.
And you had so many times in your life when there was no money, and you had to leave, and you know you were in 13 schools by the time you were in sixth grade. Right?
I was.
Explain like that, because you said people who've experienced it understand it.
Yeah, people. So I tell the story in the book that, you know, Can of Mandarin Oranges traveled with us from house to house to house. And it was a can that showed up in a box of food at Christmas that we'd been given by a church. And that can became the symbol that somebody cared about us in a world where I didn't think anybody cared or knew we existed. And somebody asked, well, why would you always take that can? And I said, well, when you move, when you're poor, you're running from the rent, or, you know, the boyfriend or the new stepfather leaves and you got to move, you take the government paperwork with you, you take the food, maybe you have room for clothes, but you never take toys. And people who grew up in poverty get that because the toys tear the bags. And so you can't take those, and usually you can only take what you can carry or what there's room for in the car. And that usually is not much clothes. You take what you can wear.
So here's a big question. What would you say was the critical point now? Not only are you CEO, but you've met with, interviewed hundreds of different top CEOs. You've been elected official. What was really the turning point in your life that got you on the path that you said, hey, I could make things happen. And I could give back to society, not just try to survive.
Yeah, so I was supposed to play college football. So I go to play college football, and I get injured in the first week of summer practice. And the coach comes to me, and to tell you the truth, I think the coach gave me the scholarship because his wife was my high school art teacher, and she liked me and saw something in it. And he came to me and said, listen, by the time your knee heals up, there's not going to be a place for you here, and I don't think college football is your future. I don't have money to go to college. So I take out student loans, and a man who I didn't know well grabbed me one day and said, I want to take you to lunch. And he said, let me tell you your future. You're going to go to college for a while, and your car is going to break down. You're going to get a loan, and you're going to have to then go to school less time. You're going to have to work more to pay the loan, and then you're going to take a semester off. You're going to get a local girl pregnant, and 10 years from now, you're going to be the most popular guy on the assembly line at the fan factory on the edge of town. And that doesn't have to be that way. And that man and the men he recruited who came around me at 19, I owned my first business. I owned a convenience store. They helped me buy it and arranged for mentoring. They would come by in the afternoons to teach me how to do books, to teach me how to hire people, to teach me how to market and meet customers. These men poured into me, and ultimately we had a small chain of stores, but I realized when I was 20 years old that none of my friends could come home. I'm from a little teeny town in the Ozark Mountains, and they couldn't come home from school. There was just no jobs. So I didn't know what to do about it, but there was a city council election, and I thought, well, I'll run for city council. It must be government that's going to change how things are. So I won in a landslide. And so I registered when I was 20, which later we found out was actually illegal. You have to be 21. But by that time, I'd turned 21 and was elected.
Before you could vote, you were elected.
Exactly. So I won in a landslide 3 times. Truth is, nobody ran against me, but a win's a win. And I realized that business could create jobs and government could create an environment for that to happen. But then you had to have community or philanthropy involved in that. And so that's where I fell in love with this passion of bringing those three groups together. And if you can do that really well, that's where the magic happens. And that's what I've committed my life to.
So now let's talk about how that works realistically. Yeah. Give me an example of what your company would do.
So let's pick on Amazon in New York. It's everybody knows that deal where it is unbelievable. Communities all over North America through proposals at Amazon. Some of the proposals I know for a fact because they're clients of ours. They spent more than $250,000 to build just the proposal. And they put these great proposals together while New York City wins. But the politicians who put that proposal together didn't do the rest of their job. They didn't go get community and philanthropy involved in that. And ultimately, you had high-paid jobs, a company that was committed to those. You had a city that said, we're kind of interested, but you completely missed that community and philanthropy part. And that's ultimately why it died. And so our role is to help organizations not only figure out how to win and how to market, but then how to put those together. We call the model community capitalism.
Community
capitalism. So it isn't just regular capitalism where people make money. You can build businesses and be profitable, but never be a great community. If you want to be a great community, then business, government, and community all have to win.
So it's the triangle. So what would you 1 minute before break, give me the solution. How could have Amazon work?
Get the community activists in the room before and
what would they say?
And say, what are your needs, wants, and desires? What do you need in this neighborhood and this community to thrive but to participate?
So they say, we need a church, we need this.
You're going to create terrible traffic at this area, and we love that retailer, and we want to make sure, even though you're taking that building down, that mom-and-pop store get located in your new building. And it that's there, but you have to find, you know, Zig Ziglar said you can have anything you want in this world if you help enough people get what they want. And that's what the government of New York forgot, to help enough people get what they want.
Now, we're about to take a break, but this is a new model that we're going to learn more about and how to build a great culture. We're going to come back and speak more with Ron Kitchens. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I-need-it-done-yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ron Kitchens, who is the CEO of Southwest Michigan First. And this company, your company, was actually cited as the number one best business in all of America.
To work for. Yep.
The number to work for.
Yep.
Now, why is that? How does that happen?
I think it's because of we built – the truth is I hate to fire people. I hate it. It's the thing I hate most. I feel like a complete failure. If I have to let somebody go, it's my fault. It's not theirs. It's mine. I'm the one who hired them. I'm the one that said join my team. So we've built a model where we have amazing people, and it's very difficult to get on board with us. But once you're on board, you're treated like a CEO. You make your own decisions. You set your own hours. You have accountability to produce what you said you were going to produce. And if you do that, you're rewarded proportionately to
that. So tell me all the unique practices you have also.
So I think every morning our team meets at 8:05. We call it a scrum, but we're meeting and we're sharing things. We're building culture.
Not 8, 8:05.
8:05.
Yeah.
8:05 every morning because I want people to get there. If you don't get there till 8, get a cup of coffee. Slide to the meeting, but 8:05 is game on. And so we're building each other, but we're also, you know, everyone on the company is on salary. Every person is expected to take care of their family first. And, you know, there's...
You are the only person other than my company who has family first in your
value. Is that? Oh, it's...
We have that and we keep promises.
It's our number one value is family first. It's really hard to get me angry, but if I find out you're not taking care of your family, and I mean not going to your kid's spelling bee. We have a big team. We can share you for an hour. You know, we've got to take care of that family because an unhappy family equals an unhappy employee, and an unhappy employee equals poor production and success.
And you also have everyone, like, four times a year, they read a book together and talk.
Oh, no, yeah, eight times a year we read a book together as a team. We talk about it. A different member of the team leads it, and it isn't necessarily a management person leading it. It could be an entry-level team member who's leading it. And then the hard thing is if you're a new person, you not only have to read those books, but there are 13 books in our culture that you have to read in the first year that you're with us. And that's part of the expectation. So your first year, you're going to have to read about 20 books.
That is great. And by the way, one book all of you should read is Uniquely You, which is, I've read over 1,000 books. This is like... way at the top. It's an unbelievable book. It's really about, it gives a recipe of how you create your own true personality, how you create your own true company. So now let's, while we're talking about CEOs, and what do you believe the biggest issue facing CEOs is right now in America?
I think it's authenticity. Like you, I get to spend a lot of time around CEOs, and when they're together, they're either competing with each other or they're putting up this fake front that the marketplace expects them to be. But when you get them alone, one-on-one, and I'm lucky that I get to spend a lot of one-on-one time with really amazing leaders, they're struggling with this authenticity, struggling with the fact that, you know, all of a sudden they got to be Instagram famous, and all of a sudden they've got to, you know, perform constantly for a marketplace that has nothing to do with their ultimate success. And so it's those that put it out there and are truly themselves. You know, whether you're a fan of Elon Musk and his management style or not, I don't think there's anyone who doesn't believe they know who he is. And I've actually spent a little time around Elon, and he's exactly who he portrays himself to be. But then there's other CEOs that are miserable. It's the reason that, you know, they have such high burnout, is there's no authenticity in their lives.
Mm. So let's go into your model, because this is probably the most innovative model. It's so fundamental. You just get the three things together: community, government, and business. What types of companies? Because you're no longer Michigan. You work everywhere in the United States, right? So, so what's your hope for America?
My hope for America is really high. I love the millennial generation. I am so in love with that generation.
I think they're the best ever. Yep. They are more into purpose. Yep. They all get it. They're purpose-driven.
They, a great example, they came to our offices now. Every trash can is marked. We have all these rules. We're going to a zero-waste stream policy because the millennials in the office said, we don't want to work in a place that isn't committed to those levels of quality. And nobody threatened me, but they clearly said, if you want us and you want us to thrive and thus the organization to thrive, here's the new rules of engagement. And that is awesome. I never would have had the courage to go to my boss and say that at that age. But the fact that they do says they're going to change the world with those beliefs.
It's exciting. So you've about 90 seconds left. What's your leadership philosophy that you'd like to share with CEOs? And we already talked about being authentic.
Yeah, I think it's this idea that you've got to trust people. That, you know, I got great advice from Ewing Kaufman, who founded Marion Labs in Kansas City, and said, you know, I trust everybody who works for me. I'm going to be disappointed sometimes, but I'm going to be surprised a lot more. And I think this idea that I believe in people, I give them the resource they need, I treat them as the CEO of their own responsibilities, and support them. We don't do annual reviews. You sit down with a mentor every 40 days. Every 40 days, you're meeting with the mentor and talking.
How are they chosen?
So everybody is assigned. It's a year-long assignment. So, and the manager team's really saying, who can they learn from and learn new skills? That's who we want to put them in. So it's not maybe even the person who's supervising you or whose team you're on, but the person who can pour into you and accelerate your leadership, and to go, hey, it's self-reporting time and you're behind on your numbers. What are you going to do? How do we give you the resources to succeed? And, you know, we live in a world that's demanding that. We all want that in our soul. We have all the information in the world. So if your company is not doing that, then your ability to keep people is going to be diminished. And in a world where you don't have a lot of ability to pay people more money, it's the quality of life you can pay them with.
Your website.
RonKitchens.com. And my email is Ron@RonKitchens.com.
And there you have it. Read Uniquely You, and you could read about the company, the number one best company to work for in America.
Number one best company.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.